Hello and welcome back to another episode of Choices. I am your host, Nick Kroll. So today we're going to talk about the optimal amount of sets per muscle group per week. And so I'm going to also dive into like how many days you should work out per week, what kind of splits you can do, what kind of split I used to do, what kind of split I do now, and the differences that I've noticed between those splits. But first and foremost, I want to start with this, how many sets per muscle group per week. If you like Google some shit and you watch some YouTube videos, you're going to find that answer is going to be somewhere between like 6 to 8, like really hard working sets. I just thought that was just way too little. So I kind of played around with it myself. I tried to see what felt really good for me. And the reason I started to dive into this research was because my old split was I would do chest one day, I would do buys and tries one day, I would do back one day, I would do shoulders and abs one day, and then I would do legs one day, and then I would rest, and then I'd repeat that cycle over and over and over again. But what I was doing was I was, instead of hitting muscles twice a week, I was hitting them once a week, but hitting them very hard. So I was doing 30 to 35 sets of chest, and then I was doing 25 sets of arms, 30 to 40 sets of back, 25 to 30 sets of shoulders, and another 12 to 15 sets of abs, and then a good 30 to 40 sets of legs. And what I was noticing was I was sore halfway through my workout, felt a really good pump around probably set number like somewhere between 12 and 16 for the most part. And then I would just almost feel nothing after that. And I would be sore, you know, that like DOMS, like 24 to 72 hours later, could feel my body recovering, but not, I wasn't like wrecked. Like I didn't feel, oh my God, I had a great workout. Like I just kind of felt like, yeah, I worked out. Like if I stretched, I could feel the soreness a little bit. So it started to make me wonder and it started to make me ask some questions like, okay, why am I not super sore? Because I remember when I first started working out, I would feel destroyed. I mean, this is a decade ago at this point, but I would always almost feel destroyed after. And that was when I was working with a trainer, one of my really good friends at the time. And we were only working out for say 45 to 60 minutes tops. And these workouts were taking me an hour and a half, an hour and 45. My leg days were 2 hours. So I was like, I was also in the process of, my wife was pregnant. We have since had a child who was very cute. We love her to death. But I was also thinking, I'm not going to be able to work out for 2 hours a day when I have a child, because that's a 2 hour workout. Plus you're going to get ready. You're going to make your shake after, you're going to take a shower after, et cetera, et cetera. I was like, what do I got to do to have better workouts in less time? So asking myself these questions, I started doing this research and found the, you know, 6 to 8, maybe up to 12 working sets per muscle group per week was, quote, efficient. Because what's happening is, and I, like I said before, I don't really buy that, and I'm going to explain all that in a second. I think it's a little bit more than that. However, if you're new, you could touch a weight one time every other week, and you're going to see some progress. If you've been working out for, I'd say, 6 months to a year, you're going to probably want to listen to what I have to say next. So what they're finding in these, quote, studies that they were doing was, they would put somebody under basically like their max load. They would give them, they would say, all right, take this set till failure, take this set till failure, take this set till failure. And these people were going, and around the 10th set, usually they would almost hit like an apex. So as you start your workout, let's say you start at like, if you're looking at like a graph with a line on it, you're starting at zero. You do your first few sets, you're starting to go up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then around that 7th or 8th set, most people started to almost curve that line back down. And what that line is representing is the, quote, hypertrophy, the muscle growth and development, the pump, all that stuff as you're working out. So the most optimal sets were somewhere between that like 7, 8, 9, maybe 10 range. And then that line started to trend back down. So what I thought was, okay, well, let's take that information and let's maybe do things a little bit differently, because 10 sets of, say, chest and then doing whatever else after, if you're doing 10 sets of tries after, it just didn't seem efficient. It didn't seem, well, I guess it was super efficient, but it didn't seem long enough. It would take me like maybe a half an hour to get through something like that. And like, I actually do enjoy working out. Like, it's not something that I'm just trying to rush through. So I was like, okay, we'll see. So I started doing 18 to like 21 sets of chest, and then I would add shoulders on the end of that. I was trying to hit everything twice a week, basically, but doing it with less time. This way, I wasn't waiting 6 days to rework a muscle group, because on my previous split, that chest, arms, back, shoulders and abs, legs split, it would take me 6 days before I touched anything for my chest again. The only thing that I would do twice a week was arms. I would end my leg days with like 10 minutes of arms. I would do like 8 sets. And that was the only thing that I hit twice a week because I was trying to just grow my arms a little bit more. Because FYI, if you want to grow something, you have to train it more. So I was like, okay, well, if we do 2 muscle groups per day and we do less exercises, it's going to almost equate to the same volume per week. But knowing that we're hitting that almost apex line around that like 12th set, and I do think that that number is going to be different for everybody, which is why I take it to about 18 to 20, maybe 21, because what they were also saying too in these studies was you really wanted to like max yourself out in those sets. And like I'm doing some warm-up sets, I'm doing a couple 15s for stamina, and I'm doing some where I'm really maxing myself out. So that's why I'm stretching that number out a little bit more than just that like 8, 9, 10. Because if you're just doing 8, 9, 10 sets, then you really got to be like pretty much straining yourself to the point where you can't push anymore for those 8, 9, 10 sets for what these studies are saying to be your max effectiveness. So that's why I would stretch it out a little bit more. So I would do that, but I would also do some lighter sets and a little bit more reps. And what I was finding was I would be way more sore after my workouts. I mean, when I was doing those 30, 40 sets of like a leg day, I would be sore halfway through and then it would just kind of go away. And then maybe I'd get sore in a couple of days. Maybe I wouldn't. Like most of the time I'd say I would be, but it wasn't like deathly sore where it was hard to walk upstairs and not. It was like if I stretched, I would feel it was tight. But doing these new workouts here with doing less, I mean, I'm toast every time and the pump is a lot better. It was almost like I was overworking it before. So now my current split goes like this. I go chest and shoulders together. So I'm doing 18, maybe 18 to 22, I'll say, sets of chest. Typically it's closer to the 18 side, but 18 to 22 sets of chest. And then I'm doing 6 to 8 sets of shoulders. And that's just like a military press, basically, just to hit the shoulders a little bit. And then after that, I'm moving to an arm day and legs. So I'm doing buys and tries for about 16, maybe 20 sets tops, usually like 16, unless I'm doing something really light, something really easy. And then 6 to 8 sets of legs. And that's looking like something difficult. So maybe 4 sets of lunges, 4 sets of a leg press, 8 sets of squats. I'm pushing myself for those 8 sets. Same thing on the military press. You're pushing yourself for those 8 sets. And then after that, I would call this like an off day almost. I'm doing abs and calves, and that's a pretty quick workout. I mean, that's more of just of like a recovery day, but I still just want to work out and do something. So, and then I would move to a back day, and back is combined with chest. And the reason for that little off day right in that spot was so I had enough time to recover from the legs before so I could deadlift the next day, because you're only doing 8 sets, so you're not completely trashed, so you can do deadlifts. And then I also didn't want to hit chest too close to hitting chest my second day a week again. So now hitting chest Monday and Thursday, I give myself enough time in between to be recovered. So now I'm doing 18 to 20 sets of back. Unless I deadlift, then that number does increase a little bit, because when I'm doing back, I'm more talking about like lats, rhomboids, traps, that kind of stuff. When I'm doing deadlifts, I'm doing more probably like 23 to 25 sets, but I'm doing a lot more deadlifts. Like I'll be doing 6 to 8 sets of deadlifts and then taking the rest off of, so 6 to 8 sets of deadlifts, and then that would be like, you know, 14 sets of like actual back, doing some lat stuff, some rhomboid stuff, whatever. And then I would end back with 6 to 8 sets of chest, and that's a bench press, a dumbbell press, dumbbell incline press, barbell incline press, something like that. Like I'm never just doing flies is basically the point I'm trying to make. I'm doing something difficult. After I do that back day, I'm doing shoulders and arms. And shoulders, I'm hitting all 3 heads of my deltoid, and I'm doing somewhere between 16 to 18 sets of shoulders. And I'm ending that with 6 to 8 sets of arms. And I mean, arms, you can really only do so much with. So I'm doing curls and pushdowns or whatever it may be, curls and skull crushers. That one's kind of a wild card because there's no like real definitive difficult arm workout, maybe a barbell curl and a barbell skull crusher. But I'm not going to do the same thing every single time. So, and then I move into a full off day, maybe I'll run or something like that. And then after that is a leg day, and I'm ending legs with a little bit of shoulders. I'm ending legs with a little bit of back. So legs is looking like, you know, 22, 24 sets. I'm going pretty hard on legs because, you know, you got to hit your quads, your hamstrings, some glutes, maybe some calves in there as well. Usually I'm saving calves for that that other off day during the week, which typically is landing on Wednesday. And then I'm ending legs with a little bit of back. So usually that's like lat pull downs right now because I'm trying to grow my lats a little bit more. Cause again, what you want to grow, you want to target more. And a really good example of that advice actually is I had a client come to me recently and he said, "Hey, I just want to grow my arms a little bit more. Like I'm pretty happy with the progress I've made, but I want to really focus on my arms now." I said, "Okay, he's on a 4-day split right now. So he's doing chest and tries, back and buys, legs and, shoulders and abs, and then legs." And I said, "Okay, well, we're going to keep the 4 days because him doing 5 days wasn't like a super realistic thing at the time." So I was like, "Okay, let's keep the 4 days, but we'll do chest and front and lateral head of your shoulder. We'll do an arm day, so buys and tries, and then we'll do back and your rear delt, and then we're going to do legs and end your leg day with that 6 to 8 sets of arms." And that's what's going to help grow his arms because now instead of just doing, 10 sets of tries, 10 sets of buys every week, well, now he's doing almost 25 sets of arms per week, but he's doing it in a broken up structure. So now instead of just doing 25 sets of arms all at once, you're doing 16 one day, and then you're doing another 6 to 8 another day. So you're almost bringing up, remember in the beginning of this episode, I was talking about kind of where that apex line is, where you're at your max potential for growth. You're hitting that apex, you're maybe going a little bit past it, and it's coming on the downside, and then you're stopping before you basically start wasting your time. They were calling them in the studies and videos that I was calling them, like anything after like 15, 16 sets, they're calling them basically junk sets because you just weren't getting the same benefit out of them as you were when you were on set 8 or 9. However, you were still getting something out of it. You weren't really getting into overtraining just yet. And now all this that I've said so far, I should have made this point earlier. All this is for natural people. If you're enhanced or you're on TRT or whatever the hell kind of gear you're on, none of this applies to you. I don't know any of that stuff, so I don't really know what you should do. Just work out more, I guess. But if you're natural, these are the studies that they were doing, and these are the sets and reps that you should be doing, and these are kind of the splits that I would recommend doing. If you're someone who's fairly busy, you're not trying to be a bodybuilder, you just want to be in a little bit better shape, doing a 3-day split is phenomenal. I really wouldn't go less than 3 days if you've been working out for, I'd say, anywhere from 6 months to a year or more. Any less than 3 days is going to be fairly difficult to continue to see improvement and progress and continue to see muscle development and growth. If you're working out 2 days a week, most likely you're going to be doing an upper body and a lower body day. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's actually a really good split. I have a lot of clients that are on that. It's just once you've hit that 6 months to a year mark of working out, you really need to continue to up your difficulty, add those extra sets in, really push yourself a little bit harder. And that's where that third day comes in, because that's where you can start to move into more of a push-pull legs routine. And if you don't know what push-pull legs is, it's basically you're doing all your pushing movements on one day. So I would recommend a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, give yourself enough time to recover in between, or Monday, Thursday, Saturday, whatever, however you want to break that up. You would basically be doing chest, tries, and overhead press or a front raise, lateral raise, whatever. Your next day would be back buys and your rear delt. And your last day would be legs. And I always tell people you can add a little bit of core into that day as well if you'd like. So now if you're someone who's like, "Yeah, I can't really commit to 5 days a week, but 4 days a week would seem pretty good for me." The split that I most of the time would tell people to do, depending on their goal, is chest and tries, back and buys, shoulders and abs, legs. And then you can use that leg day to also hit whatever you're really trying to focus on. Like if you're trying to grow your chest, you can use that leg day to hit a little bit extra chest at the end. I would just move it so it's not the last day of the week to where then you're hitting chest basically the next day. You want to give yourself a little bit more recovery in between there. So what that would look like is chest tries, back buys, legs, chest, and then shoulders and abs. This way you give yourself a little recovery before you go hit chest again. But you can throw whatever you want at the end of that leg day. And that's typically how I would run those 4-day splits. 5-day split, I would do exactly what I just told you I was doing, not back in the day, but what I'm doing currently. So chest and shoulders, I always got to think about this because it's still fairly new to me. I've only been doing this for about 3 months now, but I've really liked it. And I've been really excited to share this with people because we were paying very close attention. I had another friend with that was doing this with me as well. He was on a 5-day split without the, he was taking 2 full off days. So he wasn't hitting that abs and calves day. So the only thing that he doesn't hit twice a week is back. Because without adding that extra day in there, it was almost impossible to hit everything, and keeping it to 2 muscles per day, muscle groups per day. So I'm going to try and remember what he's doing. So he's doing chest and legs. He's then doing arms and back. He's then doing back and shoulders, and then shoulders and chest. And then legs and I want to say shoulders, but I definitely screwed that up because I wouldn't have him do shoulders back to back like that. I'll have to look. But his split is basically something like that. So he's then doing, you know, same thing I'm doing, that 20 sets on the first muscle group and then 6 to 8 sets on the secondary muscle group. So my split is chest and shoulders, arms and legs, back and... Oh no, sorry. That then it becomes my kind of rest day where I do abs and calves, and then I'm doing back and chest, and then I'm doing shoulders and arms, and then I'm doing off day, and then legs and back. And that's the way that I've been running my split lately, and I really like that. It's been really good. I would definitely say I've seen better results from it as well. Not only do I feel better, not only do I feel a little bit more sore, but I noticed, like, I feel like I look a little bit bigger. The muscles look a little bit more defined. I've only been doing it for 3 months. I've been working out for 10 years. So it's kind of hard to really see, like, different progress, different results. But with being able to hit back twice a week now, I definitely feel like my back, my lats have grown a little bit. And that was something that I've always tried to, like, work on. My diet has stayed pretty much the same for the last probably 4 or 5 years now. A lot of chicken, a lot of rice. I don't really switch that up. And it's also, you don't really want to switch that up when you're kind of running these sort of trials, these new workout split trials, because if you do switch it up, well, your diet could be affecting your workout, the result of the workouts as well. I'm pretty sure that's about all I have. I would definitely recommend doing it the way that I've been doing it. I think it's provided a really good result. The only other thing that I would argue that could be just as good, if not better or a little bit better or a little bit worse, would be a 6-day split as well, and it would be push pull legs with a rest day, because push pull legs is always going to be a really good split. That's always going to be kind of one of those go-tos for a lot of people. And if you can do a push pull legs again, you're going to be hitting everything twice a week, just like I'm hitting everything twice a week. I'm just making it so I can focus a little bit more on each muscle group, because with push pull legs, you kind of, by the time you're hitting tries, you're pretty much smoked and you've kind of been sick of being in the gym for so long. Same thing when you're hitting like back, rear delt, and buys. It's just a lot to hit 3 muscle groups in a day. So especially when you're not doing like a buy and tries workout, because buys and tries, how I hit them is I always superset everything. So I'll do a cable curl and a triangle pushdown. I'll do a dumbbell curl and a skull crusher. This way it's a little bit quicker and it almost feels like I'm just hitting one thing at a time. Just call it arm day. Instead of you're hitting chest, you're hitting shoulders, and then you're hitting tries. That just tends to become a little bit longer day for no reason when you can split it up this way instead of doing push-pull legs, rest, push-pull legs, rest. But at the end of the day, everybody's going to be different and everybody is going to kind of have a little bit different result from everything that you do. Your diet is going to greatly impact all this. The amount of cardio you do is going to greatly impact all this. But I will say my goal of making the workouts less time has taken off. I mean, I used to be working out for, like I said, somewhere between 1.5 and 2 hours, most of the time about 1.5 to 1.40. And now my workouts are 60 to 70 minutes tops. Sometimes even like 50, 55 minutes. If it's like an arm day, I can usually get that done in like 55. The rest take me about 60. That leg day will take me about 75, but everything else is somewhere between that like 60 to 70 minute mark. And that's been really good. That's been awesome for me to cut some time down during my workouts and still feel better, look better, and basically have a way better workout overall. If anybody has any questions about any of this, feel free to send me a message, send me an email. You can go onto my website, rnfitnessgym.com, and go to the Inquire for Coaching tab. Just because you fill that out doesn't mean I'm going to bother you to try and get you to be a client. If you just have a genuine question, feel free to ask it, and I'll send you an email back with an answer. You can go to my Instagram at Nick_Kroll, NICK_KROL. Send me a DM there. I do check those fairly regularly to, you know, answer any questions people might have. And yeah, that is, that's about all I got for this episode. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next one. Take care.